哈利路亚，愿大家平安。
哈利路亚， may peace be with you。
感谢主，在一个寒冷又那么大雾的晚上，弟兄姐妹还是来到神的殿、神的家来参加聚会敬拜神。
Thank God on such a cold evening with fog, the brothers and sisters are still able to come here to the house of God to worship Him。
愿神大大的祝福大家。
May God bless you all。
今天晚上我们的题目是更高处。
Tonight, the topic I'd like to share is going to the spiritual higher ground.
有一句话说，人往高处，水往低流。
There's a saying saying that man goes up to a higher place and the water will flow to a lower place.
作为一个人啊，要有远大的目标，也要有崇高的理想。
And for us as humans, we need to have a very profound goal.
如果你没有一个高的目标啊，你永远站在平地，甚至会退步。
If you do not have a higher goal, you will stand still on the same place, or you will actually fall backwards.
无论是学业或是工作，都是一样，一定要有高的目标。
Be it in your study or in your careers, it's the same. You have to have a higher goal.
那属灵上，我们更需要有高的目标。
And spiritually, all the more, we need to have a higher goal.
我们不能一直对现状就满足了。
And we cannot be satisfied with the status quo.
我们要追求往属灵的高处。
And we have to pursue to go to a spiritual higher ground.
不然的话，你一年过一年，时间又过了。
Otherwise, year passes after year, and the time just passes.
以后怎么见主的面呢？
And how can we face God in the future?
所以我们一定要往属灵的高处去前进。
So we must press forward to a higher ground spiritually.
圣经里面有很多很多勉励我们要往属灵的高处的经节。
And there are many verses in the Bible that encourages us to move forward to a higher ground.
我们今天就来谈几点。
And let's study a few of these verses.
第一点呢？
First one.
当我们的心灵在发昏的时候，我们要马上走进属灵的高处。
And when our heart is overwhelmed, we have to immediately enter the spiritual higher ground.
看诗篇六十一篇。
Please turn to Psalm 61.
诗篇六十一篇的第二节。
Verse 2.
诗篇六十一篇的第二节。
Psalm 61, verse 2. From the end of the earth, I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
这篇诗是诗人大卫所写的。
This psalm is written by poet David.
大卫啊，他的人生当中啊，有高有低。
In David, in his life, there are highs and lows.
他不单只是青年之时期经历很大的困难。
Not only he had faced great troubles when he was young.
他老年的时期也同样遇过困难。
And when he entered elderly age, he also faced with many problems.
他曾经得到扫罗王的赏识啊，还有众人的爱戴。
He was greatly rewarded by King Saul and also loved by many.
因为他打败了哥利亚，一夜成名。
Because he defeated Goliath and he was famous in one day.
不久之后，他又掉到人生的谷底。
But later on, he has fallen to the bottom of his life.
被扫罗带着全国的军队来追杀他。
And Saul brought his army to chase after him to kill him.
所以你看，一个人的生命啊，有高一定就有低。
So you see, in a person's life, if there are high points, there will also be low points.
往往高峰过后，就是往下的低层的开始。
And very often, after the peak, it will start to go down.
但是往往你到了最低的时候，神又给你开一条出路，你又会往上再爬。
But then when you hit the rock bottom, very often God will open a way for you and you will go up again.
所以人生不可能是一帆风顺，平平稳稳的。
So your life will not be possible to be a smooth sail.
神的旨意就是应验我们，经历我们要高低起伏不平的考验。
And it is God's will to test us through these ups and downs.
那问题是你在低谷的时候，你在心灵在发昏的时候，你要怎么办呢？
And the question is, when you are overwhelmed, when you are at the rock bottom of your life, what should you do?
你可能是工作上、身体健康，或者是环境上，你走到低谷。
It could be in your career, or in your health, or in the environment that you feel like you've come to the lowest point.
你的心情也达到低谷了。
And your emotions have come to the lowest point as well.
但是你可以让你心情一直停留在低谷吗？
But can you let your heart stay at the bottom?
不行呢。
You cannot.
如果你一直让你的心情停留在低谷，你会信心会软弱下去。
Because if you always stay at the bottom, then your faith will be weakened.
你的情绪、你的灵性不能在低谷停留太久。
Your emotions and your spirituality cannot stay at the bottom for too long.
当你发觉你的灵性上、你的信心上进入低谷的时候
，When you feel like your faith has entered the bottom.
你要马上往上面属灵的高处去爬行。
And you immediately have to go up to a higher ground spiritually.
这就是大卫在诗篇六十一篇所分享的。
And that's what David shared in Psalm 61.
他说我心里发昏的时候啊。
He says when my heart is overwhelmed.
我要从地极来求告你啊。From the end of the earth, I'll cry to you.
I will cry to you from the ends of the earth.
那求你领我到那比我更高的磐石。
And please lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
大卫这时候是人生的低谷。
And at that time, David was facing the bottom of his life.
他的心在发昏呢。
And his heart was overwhelmed.
什么叫做发昏呢？就是太多事情、太大的压力、太多不好的事情发生在他身上。
And why was he overwhelmed? Because too many bad things had happened in his life.
他是没有答案的。
And there's no answer to these.
他又没有做坏事，为什么被扫罗追杀？
Well, he didn't do anything wrong. Why was he chased to be killed by Saul?
他步步都在跟着神的道路走，结果就很倒霉。
He followed God every step away, but he was very unfortunate.
得不到祝福，反而换到的就是一种非常不幸的处境。
He could not receive blessing, and in return, he got a very pitiful situation.
所以这个就是对一个人的信心很大的考验。
And this is a great trial to a person's faith.
所以当大卫心里发昏的时候
，So when David was overwhelmed in his heart.
我们再来看诗篇七十七篇呢。
Let's also turn to Psalm 77.
第三节。
Verse 3.
诗篇七十七篇的第三节。
Psalm 77 verse 3. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed.
这里说啊，我心里也发昏了，是另外一个诗人所写的。
Here is written by another poet.
那基本上是一样的环境。
And it was the same environment. He was also feeling overwhelmed.
就是他觉得神已经不管他了，已经不理他了。
Because he felt like God.Do not care about him anymore.
这里中文是说我沉吟悲伤啊，其实英文是 I complain. 那个时候我的心里发昏，就是开始埋怨神啊。
Here in Chinese it says he was sorrowful. In English it says he complained. So he started to complain against God.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有埋怨过神
？Brothers and sisters, have you complained against God?
有没有
？Have you?
可能不敢埋怨，用嘴巴讲出来给人家听。
Perhaps you would not dare to complain and say it out loud.
当然有一些人就不管了，我不高兴我就讲，到处跟人家讲。
And some people don't care because if they're not happy, they will just tell everybody.
有一些人呢，就心中很多疑问，有一些埋怨，但是不敢讲出来。
And to many people, they have many questions in their heart. They have some complaints, but they would not dare to say it.
下一句说的就是你觉得神根本没有帮助你。
And perhaps you're thinking that God had never helped you.
下一句，你觉得神根本不理解你。
And you feel like God does not understand you.
神没有看顾你。
And God did not take care of you.
那丢都不管了，那我要管来做什么
？God just don't care about you anymore.
哇，这个就是心中发昏了。
And this is that you are overwhelmed in your heart.
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有遇过这种的情况
？Brothers and sisters, have you encountered this kind of situation?
其实一定有。
You definitely have.
如果没有，以后一定也会有。
If you have not, then you will in the future.
因为神就是要把我们放在那种境况来考验我们。
Because God will put us in that kind of situation to test us.
让你心里变发昏。
So that we are overwhelmed in our hearts.
但是神把你放在那个境地，不是要摧毁你的信仰。
But God put you in that situation not to destroy your faith.
刚好相反呢，神是要你提升啊。
On the contrary, God wants to elevate your faith.
一个人不到谷底，不遇到山穷水尽，是不会去思考，不会去绝对的依靠神。
Because if a person does not hit the rock bottom and feel like there's no hope, they will not learn how to rely on God.
大卫什么都没有了。
David had nothing.
那如果不靠神，靠什么
？If he does not rely on God, what can he rely on?
他可以离开神啊，但是离开神会更好吗
？He can leave God, but would it be better if he does?
当然不会啊。
Of course not.
所以他选择的只能够紧紧抓住神。
So his only choice was to hold really tight onto God.
这个诗篇七十四篇的诗人也是一样的心情。
And also in Psalm 77, the poet felt the same way.
我们看到第五节开始看啊。
Let's start reading from verse 5 again.
他对神很多的问题。
He had many questions towards God.
第五节,
Verse 5, I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times.
第六节,
Verse 6, I call to remembrance my song in the night. I meditate within my heart, and my spirit makes diligent search.
第七节,
Verse 7, will the Lord cast off forever, and will he be favorable no more?
第八节,
Verse 8, has his mercy ceased forever? Has his promise failed forevermore?
第九节,
Verse 9, has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in anger shut up his tender mercies?
这个诗的背景是百姓已经被掳到外邦了，很可怜了，什么都没有了。
And the background of this psalm was written when the people were in captivity.
这个诗人呢，就一直问，到底神在哪里？到底神在做什么？
So the poet kept asking, where is God? What is God doing?
这里连续三节七八九节说，难道？难道？难道？
And here, for three verses, he kept questioning God.
我们有没有有时候有没有这样问神？难道你不管吗？难道你不做什么吗？难道不给我开路吗？
Do we not ask God like this sometimes? Do you not care for anymore? Do you not? Are you not going to open the way for me?
难道你不医治我吗？我祷告那么久了。Are
you not going to heal me? I have prayed for so long.
这个时候我们的心里发昏了。And
at that time, our heart is overwhelmed.
我们一直在想要找答案。
And we keep searching for answers.
但是当他在最低谷的时候,
But when he was at the bottom,
哇，他就上来了。
And he was able to come up.
第十节,
Verse 10,
这个是转折点的第十节, 我便说这是我的懦弱。
And so in verse 10, this is the turning point. And I said, this is my anguish.
这是我的软弱啊，我太悲哀，我太负面，我太软弱，我太没有信心了。
He realized this is his anguish, this is his weakness, and he is lacking in faith.
我们在低谷的时候，首先要承认自己在低谷，自己非常软弱。
When we are at the rock bottom, we have to admit first that we are at the bottom and we are very weak.
有那么多问题，就是因为我们的信心很软弱啊，没有办法完全信靠。
We have so many questions because our faith is very weak and we cannot fully rely on God.
你先承认它，你先承认你自己在低谷。
We have to admit this first. We have to admit that we are at the bottom.
然后呢，往上爬了，开始往上爬了。
And then we start going up.
那个诗人呢，已经往属灵的高处跑了。
You can see this poet is starting to go upward.
先承认自己的软弱。
First, admit your own weakness.
然后第十一节,
and verse 11.
哎呀，想想以前神做过什么事。
And start to think about the work of God in the past.
纪念神古时时候的作为啊。
After remember God's work in the old times.
他以前把我们带出埃及啊。
In the past, God has led us out of Egypt.
又分开了红海。
And he parted the Red Sea.
又在旷野喂饱我们，用玛拿来喂饱我们。
And he fed us in the wilderness with manna.
几百万人吃了40年免费的天空来的食物。
And all the people for 40 years fed upon these free food coming from heaven.
难道这个不是神的作为吗？
Isn't this God's work?
如果那个问题神都可以解决了。
If this kind of problem God can resolve.
那今天神把我们放在这种情况。
Then today God put us in this situation.
神一定也有他的旨意。
God must have his will in it.
这个就是属灵的眼光马上提升了。
And that is our spiritual eyesight have immediately be elevated with this realization.
往高处去看，往高处去想。
Then we can lift our eyes to look at higher points and think higher.
如果我们的眼光一直观察自己的问题，自己很苦啊，自己非常的可怜啊。
If our eyes is fixed on our problems, our sufferings, and how pitiful we are.
你越想，你就越可怜自己。
And the more you think about it, the more pity you give to yourself.
你就越走不出来。
And you will not be able to come out of this situation.
你就越没有信心了。
And you have less faith.
所以我们要思考一下。
So we have to think about this.
当你觉得自己没有路，很可怜，神不理你的时候。
When you feel like there is no way out and it's so pitiful and God is not listening to you.
你要往上看。
You have to look up.
下一页。所以。 当你有事情需要祷告的时候，
When you have something that you need to pray to God,
不要只专注于自己的内心的想法。
Do not only focus on your own internal thoughts.
因为你自己的想法，你自己的情感就是在地面上。
Because your own thoughts, your emotions are of the earth.
你是需要祷告，但是怎么样祷告？
You need to pray, but how should you pray?
你是要往上的祷告。
You have to pray upwards.
祷告往上就是寻求神的旨意。
Praying upwards means seeking the will of God.
不是问神为什么还没帮我，为什么一直让我受苦。
It is not to ask God, why are you not helping me yet? Why are you allowing me to suffer?
不要停留在低谷，我们要往上爬。
We should not stay at this low point. We have to go upwards.
让我明白你的旨意。
Oh Lord, please help me understand your will.
不是只是求神解决我现在的问题。
Do not just ask God to resolve your current situation.
一直祷告神的旨意。
And you continue to pray for God's will.
祷告到你一心里面一直信靠信靠。
And you pray until you start to rely on God and trust God.
越信靠越赞美的时候，心中就有一种很稳的、安息的、平静的感觉。
And the more you trust God and the more you rely on God, your heart will start to have peace.
当你在赞美的时候
，When you start to praise God,
哇，那个力量就出来了。
Then your strength comes out.
啊，所以无论我们遇到任何的试探
，So no matter what temptations we face,
我们一定要往上，一定要往上。神啊，你的旨意成全。神啊，你的名的荣耀，我要赞美你。
We must go up and go up. May your name be glorified, and I will praise you.
不是解决我的问题，是让我在问题当中，我的苦难当中，我可以荣耀你，我可以赞美你。
It is not to ask God to resolve our problems, but rather we ask God that in our sufferings we can still praise you.
如果你的旨意是让我受苦，让我钉十字架，让我背这个十字架。
If your will is for me to suffer and to carry this cross,
也让我背着十字架荣耀你。
Then let me carry this cross and glorify you at the same time.
如果这个苦杯可以拿开，当然好。
Of course, if this bitter cup can be removed, of course it's better.
但是如果你要我面对。
But if you want me to face it,
你要给我力量。
Then you must give me strength.
哇，这个就是向上的祷告。
And this is a prayer going upwards.
这个就是很有力量。
And this is very powerful.
今天我们有没有这个力量？
Today, do we have this strength?
如果你往上跑，你深求神的以旨意，一定会有力量。
If you go upwards and you pray for God's will, then you will definitely receive strength.
我们看大卫，他也曾经这样的另外一个经验。
And let's look at another experience that David had.
我们看诗篇的诗篇的三十九篇的第九节。
Let's turn to Psalm 39, verse 9.
诗篇的三十九篇的第九节。
Psalm 39, verse 9.
因我所遭遇的是出于你，我就默然不语。诗篇三十九篇的第九节。
Psalm 39, verse 9.I was mute, I did not open my mouth, because it was you who did it.
哇，这句话非常的深，非常的有意思。
And this is a very profound saying, and it has deep meaning.
保罗，大卫接着就是说，因为我所遭遇的是出于你。
David here, he says, because what I experience comes from you.
大卫是讲什么呢？
What is he talking
about? 你要看第八节。
Let's turn to verse 8.
大卫说，求你救我脱离一切的过犯，不要使我受余环人的羞辱。
Verse 8, deliver me from all my transgressions, do not make me the reproach of the foolish.
大卫原来被余环人羞辱。
Or at that time, David was reproached by the foolish.
他被人家骂，他被人家羞辱。
He was scolded and he was mocked.
这件事情呢是记载在撒母耳记下。
This is recorded in 2 Samuel.
我们看十六节，撒母耳记下十六章。
2 Samuel 16, chapter 16.
第九节。
Verse 9.
撒母耳记下十六章第九节，这里说希鲁雅的儿子亚比衰对王说：“这死狗岂可咒骂我主我王？求你容我过去割下他的头来。”这里是记载啊，原来有一个人叫做示美，他咒骂大卫。
Here it records this person, Abishai, that cursed David.
这个他为什么咒骂大卫呢
？Why did he curse David?
因为他是扫罗的后代。
Because he was the descendant of Saul.
他非常讨厌大卫做王。
Therefore, he did not like David to be the king.
现在大卫犯罪了，要逃命了，神刑罚他，所以大卫要逃命了。
And because David sinned against God, and so God, punished him, and so he has to run for his life.
那示美呢，就把握了这个机会了。哇，再用很难听的话来咒骂大卫，落井下石。
So he took on this opportunity to use very bad words to curse David.
哇，那我们知道大卫已经很狼狈了，要逃命了。
And David at that time was in a very bad situation. He has to run for his life.
他已经很伤心了。
And he was already very sad.
也很羞耻了。
And feel ashamed.
他从一个王到要一个逃命的人。
From a king to a person who is fleeting for his life.
这个人还落井下石。
And then this person actually made it worse.
讲了非常难听的话骂大卫。
And he had said many, many hurtful words to David.
好了，如果你是大卫，你会不会很生气
？If you're David, would you be angry?
他旁边的人就很，大卫旁边的将军呢？
And the
很生气的。
General near David was very angry.
这个时候亚比衰啊，就是大卫的将军呢，就对王说了。
And then at that time, Abishai the general said to the king,
这一条死狗岂可以咒骂我的王
？He said, Why should this dead dog curse my lord, the king?
你容我过去，我一刀就可以砍到他头来。
Please let me go over and take off his head.
这是他做得到的，这个大将军他很有力，他的刀也很利，可以一刀就把他头砍下来。
And this general, he's very strong and his sword is very sharp, so he can cut off the other person's head.
因为亚比刷也很愤怒啊，你这样骂我主人，你等于骂我。
Because Abishai was also very angry when Shimei cursed David like that, he is also cursing Abishai.
这个就是他的情绪。
And that is his emotion.
他自己也在谷底。
And he was also poured down to the bottom.
他想为自己伸冤。
And he wanted to avenge for himself.
他也期待大卫给他这个批准。
And he also hoped that David would allow him to do that.
正常人，如果你是大卫，你一定批准他的，说哈，你真的好，你帮我多砍几刀啊，多补几刀啊，我以后奖赏你一下。
If you're David, you would definitely say yes, like go ahead and punish the enemy for me, and I will reward you for it.
不单是他的头砍下来，手都给我砍下来。
Not just cut off his head, cut off his arms too.
嘴巴那个舌头帮他剪掉。
And cut off his tongue as well.
对，我们一定会这样做。
We would probably do that.
因为这个人太可恶了。
Because this person deserves it.
趁我在低谷的时候来这样子咒骂我。
When I was at the bottom of my life, he used this chance to curse me.
但是大卫不是这样子。
But David did not do that.
我们看大卫他怎么样。
Let's see how David reacted.
十一节。
Verse 11.
大卫又对亚比衰众臣不说，我亲生的儿子上车寻求我的性命，何况这便雅悯人呢？由他咒骂吧，因为这是耶和华吩咐他的。
Verse 11, and David said to Abishai and all his servants, see how my son, who came from my own body, seeks my life. How much more now may this Benjamite? Let him alone and let him curse. 哇，
大卫怎么解读这件事情？
How did David interpret this incident?
我们怎么样反应一件事情，在乎于我们怎么解读一件事情。
How we react to an incident, it depends on how we interpret and see this incident.
大卫怎么解读这件事情？
How did David see it?
大卫说啊，这个人咒骂我是神容许他的。
David said, this person cursed me because God allowed him to.
为什么神容许他？
Why did God allow him to do that?
大卫说了，我儿子都杀我的命了，这个人要咒骂我，为什么不可以？
David said, even my son wants to take my life, why couldn't this person curse me?
他知道自己在神面前不完全，所以要面对今天的苦。
He knew that he has to face this situation because he was not complete in front of God.
他把它解读是神容许。
So he interpreted as God allowed it.
这个观念很重要啊。
This is a very important concept.
当然你可能自己很倒霉，为什么遇到这个人，为什么跟这个人在一起，或者跟人同工，或者是被他陷害，被他出卖。
And it could be that you're unfortunate to have to face this person or work with this type of people or be betrayed by this type of people.
或是跟这个人结婚。
Or that you have to marry this person.
或是当他的儿子，当他的女儿。
Or be somebody's son or daughter.
但是哦，没有一件事情不是神容许的。
But everything is allowed by God.
大卫也是知道，他可以骂我是神容许。
And David knew here that this person cursed him because God allowed him to.
既然是神容许，就有神的旨意啊。
And if it's permitted by God, then there is the will of God within.
大卫从低谷又往上爬了。
So David now coming from the lowest point is able to go up.
他开始思考这个事情的发生跟神有什么关系。
He started to think that this incident, how does it relate to God?
跟我有什么关系。
And how does it relate to me?
还有这件事情，如果我考试考过了，会得到什么的好处跟帮助。
And if I pass this trial and test, what benefit could I receive and what help could I receive?
看第十二节啊。
Let's read verse 12.
或者神见我遭难，为我今日被这人咒诅，咒施恩于我。第十二节，十六章十二节。
Chapter 16, verse 12. It may be that the Lord will look on my affliction and that the Lord will repay me with good for his cursing this day.
你看大卫是个属灵上非常敏锐的人啊。
So we can see that David has very high sensitivity in his spirituality.
对别人来说，这个是一个倒霉的事，他变成咒骂。
To other people, they would see this as a misfortune event.
但是对于大卫来说，这是神给我的考试。
But to David, this is a test from God.
还有呢，如果我考过了，神会祝福我；或者神看我那么可怜，我没有骂回他，也没有杀他，神怜悯我呢。
And so if he passed the test, that he will probably receive mercy and blessing from God.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果我们将我们生活当中每一件倒霉的事或者不好的事，我们是静下心来思考。
So brothers and sisters, if every time we face misfortune in our lives or bad things that happens to us, if we can calm ourselves down and think about it,
不要停在自己的情绪、愤怒、失望当中。
Do not be trapped in your emotions, your anger, or your disappointment.
我们要往上看。
We must look up.
就是老板允许的，我的神允许的。
This is what is permitted by God, our boss.
也许神要在教我什么。
Maybe God is trying to teach us something.
神在磨练我什么。
Maybe he is putting me through a trial, training me.
神要改我什么。
What is it that God want me to change?
神要提升我什么。
What does God want to elevate in me?
所以大卫就默然不语了。
So David was silent.
他没有叫人家去杀示梅。
He did not ask someone to take Shimei's life.
他连骂回去都没有，一句话都没有。
He did not even talk back.
你看这个不是往上看吗？
Isn't this looking upwards?
所以有了这个背景，我们再看回来诗篇三十九篇第九节。
So with this background, let's turn back to Psalm 39, verse 9.
你这个要连在一起看，你才感受到大卫的这个灵层的提升了。
You must connect the story to the Psalm so that you can truly experience how David elevated his spirituality.
三十九章第八节说：“不要使我被余环人羞辱啊。”三十九章第八节。
39:8.It says, deliver me from, do not make me the reproach of the foolish.
但是他真的是被余环人羞辱啊。
He was truly reproached.
好了，那羞辱怎么办？第九节，因为我所遭遇的是出于你，我就默然不语。
And he was reproached, then what does he do? Then he said in verse 9, I was mute.
你要羞辱就羞辱吧，神允许的。
If you want to curse me, go ahead and do it because it was permitted by God.
神有美好的旨意。
And God has His beautiful will within.
就算这个人在犯罪，他在羞辱我。
Even this person is sinning, he's reproaching me.
神有他的旨意。
But God has His will.
哎，这是往上看了。
And that is looking up.
如果当你懂得这样去想一件事，懂得这样去看一件事情的时候
，If you know to think about things from this perspective,
你会感谢神在你身边安排所有的人。
You will thank God for arranging all these people in your life.
对你很好的人当然感谢神哦，让你有美好的回忆啊。
Of course, you thank God for people that treat you well.
但是那个让你痛苦的人呢？攻击你的人呢？出卖你的人呢
？But the people that made you suffer, that betrayed you,
会让你长大，让你成熟。
They will allow you to grow and mature.
让你紧紧抓住神。
So that you can hang on tight to God.
这个都是往上。
And this is going upwards.
但是很可惜，我们今天常常停留在我们自己的负面的情绪当中。
But quite pitifully, a lot of times we would be trapped in our negative emotions.
我们要靠着往上看，突破。
So we must rely on God and look upwards.
再来我们看诗篇一百二十一篇。
Now let's turn to Psalm 121.
诗篇一百二十一篇的第一节。
Psalm 121, verse 1.
我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？请读。
Verse 1, I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help?
我的帮助是从造天地的神而来。
Verse 2, my help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and earth.
这里告诉我们第二个重点，遇到困难的时候，我们要奔向属灵的高处来寻求帮助。
Here it gives us the second point that when we encounter difficulties, we must run towards the higher ground spiritually to seek for help.
诗人在这里说了，我要向山举目。
Here the poet says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills.
这个诗的背景叫上行之诗。
And this background of this psalm is a song of ascent.
就是往上跑，就是往耶路撒冷，要朝圣、亲近神的时候所做的诗。
And so this song is written for going upward, up to Jerusalem.
我们要知道，要亲近神啊，要往锡安山神的殿跑，是要经过很多的困难。
We know that to be closer to God, to go up to Mount Zion, you have to face many challenges.
信仰进步是很辛苦的。
To progress in your spirituality, it is a hard work.
就算往上爬，会不会喘气？当然会啊。
When you go uphill, will you be out of breath? Of course you will.
爬上去，脚会不会酸？手会不会麻？当然会啊。
Will your leg be tired? Of course you would.
当你往上跑的时候，你遇到挣扎的时候，代表你往上跑。
When you go upwards, when you face struggle, it means that you are going upwards.
相反的，如果你很轻松，那很可能你在往下。
On the contrary, if everything is easy, then perhaps you're going downhill.
没有什么挣扎，不需要挣扎，因为就放弃、放松了、躺平了。
There's no struggle because you're at ease because you give up.
没有什么追求。
And you have no pursuit.
不常聚会，不常读经，不做圣工，没有什么压力。
You do not come to service often. You do not read Bible often. You do not do holy work. You have no pressure in your life.
不传福音。
You do not evangelize.
生活跟朋友一模一样，跟外边的人一模一样，哪有压力？
And you live like your friends, you live like the non-believers, you have no pressure at all.
你这是往下跑啊，沉沦啊。
And you are running downwards actually into corruption.
如果你这往上是一定辛苦的。
But if you are going upward, if for sure it will be difficult.
所以弟兄姐妹，你先问一下自己，你现在是遇到挣扎，还是你觉得我毫无挣扎，我非常的放松？
So brothers and sisters, ask yourself this question, are you struggling right now or are you at ease?
没有人爬高山是放松的。
No one is at ease when they climb a high mountain.
好了，那如果你在爬高山，属灵的高山，你遇到困难了，遇到瓶颈，你上不去的时候了。
And if you are climbing the spiritual high mountain and you encounter a bottleneck and you cannot go upward anymore,
怎么办？
What do you do?
我们学任何东西，包括学琴啊，学功夫啦，学运动啊，都一样，会遇到一个瓶颈。
When we learn new things, for example, like learning piano, kung fu, anything we learn, that a lot of times we'll face this bottleneck.
一开始你进步得很快，到某一个阶段你就停下了，你好像上不去了。
And at first you will progress very fast, but come to a point you feel like you've stalled and you cannot go up anymore.
你那个时候呢就会想到，那我要放弃呢。
At that time, do you think, should I give up?
或者是你一直卡在那边又上不去，很辛苦。
And you feel like you're stuck there, you cannot go up, and it's such, so difficult.
这个叫瓶颈。
And that's what is called bottleneck.
做什么事情都有瓶颈。
And whatever we do, we will face this bottleneck.
信仰上也有瓶颈。
And in our faith, we also face this kind of bottleneck.
有时候我们真的遇到一些考验，生活当中的一些困难的事情。
And a lot of times we face trials in our life.
或者生活当中给我们的煎熬。
Or the troubles of our life.
或是侍奉当中人的事情，人与人之间的一些矛盾。
And when, or when we do holy work, there are conflicts between us and brothers and sisters.
或是有些东西突破不了，一直在停在那一边。
Or there are things that we just cannot overcome, and it just stops there.
怎么办？
What do we do?
这个时候我们要往高处。
And this point, we have to go up higher.
再看一百二十一篇，诗篇一百二十一篇。
Let's look at Psalm 121 again.
再看第一节。
Let's look at verse 1 again.
我们一起读第一节，大声读。
Let's read verse 1 together out loud.
我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
Who made heaven and earth?
这就是一个突破。
And this is a breakthrough.
当你需要突破的时候，你不要看人。
When you need to break through, do not look at other people.
也不要看方法，不是改变一个方法就可以突破。
And also do not seek for method to help you break through.
或是换一般人做做看就会有突破。
Or you change to a different group of people to do this and you feel like you can achieve a breakthrough that way.
真正让你能够有突破的是神。
What could truly help you overcome this or break through, it is God.
无论你是做圣工当中的突破。
Whether it be it in your holy work.
或是家庭婚姻、家庭问题的突破。
Or problems in your family or in your marriage.
你没有办法突破啊，突破不了怎么办？
If you cannot break through, what do you do?
你很想往上爬，但是你爬不下去，怎么办？
You want to go upwards, but you can't, what do you do?
这个时候你需要一个力量，需要一个力量来帮助你。
At this time, you need a strength, you need power to help you.
所以第二节啊，我的帮助从造天地的神而来啊。
So verse 2, my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
因为很多时候是我们缺乏属灵的力量，所以没有办法突破我们的困难。
A lot of times, we cannot overcome the problems because we lack spiritual strength.
我们常常用自己的方法去做很多的安排啊，变通啊，来解决自己的问题。
A lot of times we use our own method to arrange many things or try different solutions to try to resolve a problem.
发觉徒劳无功啊。
And then we find that it's actually useless.
这个时候又回到神的面前。
Then we come in front of God again.
尤其是我们在爬这条信仰的道路。
Especially when we are climbing or going on this journey of our faith.
当你信仰上遇到很大的考验的时候。
When your faith, you face a great trial.
你要向山举目，你不要看别人，你不要看旁边。
You must lift up your eyes to the hills. Do not look around. Do not look at your friends.
你想旁边那个人帮你啊，你不看他还好，有时候看了之后让你更失望。
You want the person next to you to help you. Sometimes actually they could make it worse.
你看神嘛。
Look at God.
因为造天地的神，他能够帮你。
Because the God that created heaven and earth, He can help you.
我们看撒迦利亚书。
Please turn to Zechariah.
旧约的撒迦利亚书第四章第六节。
Zechariah in the Old Testament.
撒迦利亚四章第六节，
Chapter 4, verse 6.
我们一起读哈，一二三。他对我说：“这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的，万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，方能成事。”这就是一句非常重要的话。
This is a very important verse.
当时百姓要重建圣殿。
At that time, the people wanted to rebuild the temple.
哇，一开始很有热心啊，想要把圣殿重建起来。
At first, they were very zealous and they wanted to rebuild the temple.
后来被政府下指令。
And later, the government said,
不可以盖，不可以重盖。
And told them to stop building the temple.
哇，那个政治的力量让他们压迫他们，让他们停下来。
And the political power suppressed them and stopped their rebuilding.
好了，一停就停了十几年了。
And it stopped for more than 10 years.
大家的心早都冷掉了。
And people's heart had grew cold.
已经不想盖圣殿了。
And they do not want to build the temple again.
他们自己忙自己的家。
And they can just be busy with their own lives.
但是神又不祝福，因为你没有盖好圣殿，你自己盖自己的家，神怎么会祝福你？
But God will not bless them because you're not building a temple. You're just working on your own home. Then why would God bless you?
生活也不理想，圣殿又荒凉，两样都没有。
And so their home life is not working out well, and the temple is deserted, so they don't have anything.
那百姓呢？百姓有很害怕，没有不敢再盖圣殿。
And the people were scared, so they were not there to work on the temple anymore.
又穷又没钱。
And they're poor, they have no money.
你看怎么可能盖得下去？
So how can they continue this work?
但是先知得到神的一个言语，神的话。
But the prophet had received word from God.
这神说的，神告诉所罗巴伯，这是当时的这个省长。
So God has told Zerubbabel, the governor.
不是靠势力啊。
It is not by power.
不是你认识谁，或者是我跟哪一个大人物有关联，我可以巴结他们，帮助我们盖圣殿。
It's not about your network, who you know, or which higher official can help you build this temple.
虽然在做世界的事，人脉很重要。
Even though in this world, when you do things, your network is important.
但是做神的工，不是靠人脉，不是靠人的才能。
But when you do the work of God, it's not about your network, it's not about your own ability.
是靠神的灵啊，是神从上面来给你们力量，给你们感动，给你们指引。
It is by the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God come from heaven to move you and give you instructions.
方能成事。
Then it will be achieved.
这个不单只是盖圣殿的部分。
This is not just about building a temple.
也包括盖啊推广各样的圣工。
And this is also include evangelizing.
更包括你家里遇到的所有的问题。
And all the problems in your family.
你个人的问题。
Or your own personal problems.
都是要靠神的灵方能成事。
And all these must rely on the Spirit of God to achieve a better result.
所以当你有问题的时候，你往哪里看？
So when you encounter a problem, where should you put your eyes on?
你看地上得不到帮助。
If you look at the earth, you will not receive help.
你看左看右也得不到帮助。
You look to the left, you look to the right, you will not receive help there.
这个时候要往上看。
At that moment, you have to look up.
神啊，我们有瓶颈，我们有突破不了的问题。
Oh God, I am facing this bottleneck. I cannot break through.
教会遇到瓶颈了，怎么办？
And the church has come and faced this bottleneck. What do we do?
主啊，我的家庭遇到瓶颈了。
And in my family, there is this bottleneck. What do I do?
夫妻感情不好，软弱，怎么办？
And there is problem between the husbands and wife, and we're weak. What do we do?
主啊，我的孩子现在遇到挣扎。
And now my children is facing certain struggle.
慢慢的远离神了，遇到很多试探引诱啊。
And they start to depart from God, and they face many temptations.
快要离开你了，怎么办？
They're about to leave God. What do I do?
你问人怎么办都没有答案啊。
And you ask people, they will not be able to give you an answer.
你要往上看。
You have to look up to God.
神的灵方能成事。
Because it is by God's Spirit that all these can be done.
神的灵感动人，一切的问题就解决得很快。
When God's Spirit moves others, all problems can be resolved very quickly.
所以主耶稣在钉十字架的时候
，So when Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross,
那个晚上他非常大的挣扎。
That night he faced great struggle.
我们看路加福音22章。
Let's turn to Gospel Luke chapter 22.
43节。
Gospel Luke chapter 22 verse 43.
路加福音22章43节。
Gospel Luke chapter 22 verse 43. Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him.
44节。
44. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
我们都知道主耶稣在科西玛利园祷告的那个挣扎。
We all knew about the struggle when Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
上个礼拜我们讲的那个橄榄的道理的时候，有讲到这个。 各克西玛利园，这好像压榨油的这个地方。
Last week when we talk about when we study the lesson about olives, and so when in Gethsemane, it's like pressing for olive oil.
我在温哥华礼拜五晚上讲了一个道理。
And that was what I gave a sermon on in Vancouver Church on Friday night.
大家有机会回去听。
If you have the opportunity, you can go back and listen to the recording.
所以说真的遇到很大的考验了。
And Lord Jesus truly faced a great trial.
生与死就是在那一瞬间。
Life or death is at that moment.
不单止他自己的生与死啊。
Not just his own life and death.
全人类的救恩能不能成全，就是在那一瞬间。
But the salvation of all mankind cannot be fulfilled. It was determined at that moment.
主耶稣知道他应该去面对十字架。
Lord Jesus, he knew he has to face the cross.
因为他为此而来的。
Because he came on earth for that purpose.
但是他要带着肉体。
But he was in flesh.
在他真正的面对十字架的时候，又很害怕。
When he truly faced the cross, he was scared.
因为十字架的刑罚太可怕了。
Because it was such a cruelty on the cross.
不单是肉体给他极大的折磨。
It's not just physical torture.
灵里面他要背负全人类的罪，要被神弃绝。
And spiritually, he has to carry on the burden of the sin of all mankind.
这个才是最可怕的地方。
And that is the most scary of all.
所以他知道要去面对，但是却缺乏往前面对的力量。
He knew he had to face this, but he was lacking in strength to face such incident. Isn't that what we are like today? We knew what we ought to do, but we do not have the strength to do it. But why is Lord Jesus different from us? For us, we would just give up and we just run away.
不要面对十字架，不要面对苦难。
I would not want to face the cross. I would not want to face the suffering.
所以说选择在原地往上看。
But Lord Jesus, he chose to stay at that point and look upwards.
一直跟神祷告。
And he continued to pray to God.
一直祷告，祷告，再祷告。
And he continued to pray and pray and pray.
不单只一直两次，一直祷告。
Not just once or twice, he continued to pray.
诶，结果43节啊，这也特别马路加福音。特别的记载一个异象出现了。
And here in Gospel Luke, it records a vision.
这个异象是特别给门徒看的。
And this vision was shown to the disciples.
因为天使平常人是用肉眼看不见的。
Because normally we cannot see angels.
但是那一天晚上，门徒就是那三个其中之一，或者三个都一起看到天使。
So, but on that night, the disciples all saw the angel.
这个天使从天上显现。
And this angel appeared from heaven,
加给他力量
strengthening Jesus.
怎么加给他力量
How did this angel strengthen?
这是属灵的力量啊，属灵的力量。
And this is a spiritual strength.
让主耶稣祷告更迫切。
So that Lord Jesus was able to pray even more earnestly.
你怎么知道你在祷告里面有没有被加力量
？How do you know whether you have been added strength in your prayer?
祷告能够越来越迫切，为了这些事情，主耶稣越来越棒，越来越给你感觉到神给你的同在。
Because in your prayer, you will pray more and more earnestly, and you will feel the abundance of God.
甚至祷告到那个汗都一直流下来。
And you will pray until you sweat.
那个时候是晚上耶，那凉快的时间怎么会流汗
？At that time, it was the evening. Actually, quite chill. Why would he sweat?
但是他很迫切呀。
Because he was really earnest.
当你很迫切的时候，主耶稣给你圣灵给你加力量的时候。
When you pray very earnestly, and the Holy Spirit add to your strength.
哇，这个力量就很大了。
And this is a great strength that you will receive.
所以那个汗珠好像大雪滴一样滴在地上。
So his sweat become like great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
今天我们祷告都没有那么迫切，所以力量得不到。
So today we don't pray as earnest, so we do not receive the same power.
今天有几个人祷告是会流汗的
？How many of you sweat when you pray?
我们祷告有时候祷告几分钟就已经外游太空了。
A lot of times we only pray for a few minutes and we really cannot focus.
有时候想起别的事。
And sometimes we think about other things.
主耶稣很专注。
But Lord Jesus, he was very focused.
他真的是往上。
And he was truly looking up.
神派天使就加给他力量。
So God sent angel to add to his strength.
所以祷告完之后，主耶稣有力量面对十字架。
So after he prayed, he gained the strength to face the cross.
所以今天我们有没有往上看
？So today, do we look up?
我们需要力量的时候，你往哪里看？
When we need strength, where do we look?
我们要往上看。
We must lift up our eyes.
让主给我们加添力量。
And look up to God so that God add to our strength.
所以主耶稣复活之后跟门徒讲。
So after Lord Jesus resurrected, he said to his disciples.
看路加24:49。
We turn to Gospel of Luke chapter 24.
24:49。
Chapter 24, verse 49. 49. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high.
耶稣复活升天之前告诉门徒啊。
Lord Jesus resurrected, and before he went up to heaven, he said to his disciples,
等父所应许的就是圣灵啊。
What was promised by the Father is the Holy Spirit.
你没有得到圣灵，你没有力量，你没有办法去传福音了。
If you do not receive the Holy Spirit, then you do not have the power to evangelize.
没有得到圣灵，你没有办法改变你自己了。
If you do not receive the Holy Spirit, you do not have the strength to change yourself.
所以等我，等，你要等。
So here, they were asked to wait.
你们在城里面等。
Tarry in the city.
然后呢，从等到直到你们领受呢，从上头来的能力。
Wait until you receive the power from on high.
这个就是我们需要的力量。
And this is the strength that we need.
天天我们都需要上头来的能力。
Every day we need this power from on high.
你不往上看，你不往上祷告，你不花时间跟神灵交，你就得不到上头来的能力。
If you do not look up, if you do not spend the time to pray upwards and communicate with God, then you will not receive this power from on high.
我们只是凭血肉的能力去做事。
Then we are rely on our physical strength to do things.
天天被自己的情绪拉着走。
And every day we are controlled by our emotions.
被自己的欲望带着走。
And we are led by our desires.
被自己的怒气带着走。
And by our anger.
被世界的潮流带着走。
And the trends of this world.
但是当我们往上看的时候。
But when we look up.
你遇到瓶颈，遇到挣扎的时候，一直往上看。
When you face bottleneck and when you struggle, you look up continuously.
那一块是比我们更高的磐石啊，就主耶稣基督啊。
And that is a rock that is higher than us, and that is Lord Jesus.
他从上面加增你的能力。
From on high, he add to your strength.
那个教会有没有力量啊？听了祷告，听了出来。
Whether a church has strength, we can tell from the prayers.
祷告非常有力量，祷告你说按铃按几次都按不停的，哇！这种教会圣灵很充满，圣灵一定很
充满。A church's member, when they pray very earnestly, and even when you try to stop with the bell, they still continue to pray. Then you can see that this church's holy work will progress very smoothly.
信徒很喜欢祷告，提早来祷告，这种教会一定兴旺。
And members really like to pray, and they come to church early to pray. Then you will see this church will be prosperous.
同样的，一个家庭啊。一个整个家庭常常聚集在一起祷告，神的恩典一定满满的充满这个家庭。
Similarly, if a family often gather and pray together as a family, and God's blessing will be with this family.
因为从上头来的能力充满了。
Because the power from on high fills them.
所以今天你有没有一直往上？
So today, do you continuously to strive upward?
还是往下？
Or are you going down?
你是往更高处还是往更低处？
Are you going up?To higher points, or are you going to a lower points?
2022年快结束了。
It is almost the end of 2022.
是时候反省一下我们过去一年到底的属灵的情况是如何。
And it's time for us to examine ourselves to see what is our spirituality in the past year.
注意，我们不是反省你做多少圣工。
Please note that we are not thinking about how much holy work have you done.
不是。
That's not the point.
你要问问自己，我跟神的关系是在更高处还是更低处？
You have to ask yourself, your relationship with God, is it at a higher point or is it at a lower point?
不是表面的东西。
And this is not just talking about the surface.
是灵里面最深处，有没有跟神往更高处向他跑？
But talking about what's deep in your spirit, do you run towards God to the higher point?
唱诗395首。
Let's sing hymn 395.